On today's Kids Corner, Liz and Skink try to hide from Spike in a tree.
Oh, I'm slipping.
No,
Skink,
hold on.
I'm slipping.
Hold on.
Guys!
What?
I think there's something wrong with my arm.
Ow. Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
It was summer, the time the kids had looked forward to for months.
No school.
No homework.
No getting up early.
No rules.
Nothing to do.
Oh.
But Grandpa Anoli and Granny Gecko had an idea to help the kids enjoy their vacation.
Wouldn't it be fun to run a summer camp at the clubhouse where kids can come and play games?
That's a great idea. We can have indoor games, board games, word games, pool, air hockey.
And we can have outdoor games like baseball and capture the flag.
So that's what all the young lizards were doing the day Liz fell out of a tree.
Wow!
Oof! But more on that later. Suffice it to say that Liz and Spike were very excited about the summer camp, especially the outdoor games. They all gathered around Grandpa's command center.
Oh, I love Capture the Flag.
Oh, me too. We're going to be unstoppable.
Yeah.
You two losers, that's a laugh. I'm going to clean up the woods with you guys.
Keep dreaming, Skink.
You
keep
got
dreaming.
It.
Okay, everyone, listen up. We need to go over the rules.
All right.
Okay, let's go.
First of all, we have a red flag and a blue flag.
Right.
There's a red team and a blue team.
Yeah.
Each team will place its flag at opposite ends of the forest.
Okay.
Now, it must be visible from three directions.
Okay, so you can look up.
Okay.
Now, the goal is to get the other team's flag and return it to your side of the forest.
Yeah.
When the game's over, you'll hear this air horn.
Whoa, that's loud.
Hey, how will we know when we cross into the other team's area?
Yeah.
Well, there's a yellow line on the ground dividing the two sides.
Okay.
If you're on the other team's side and one of them tags you, you're captured.
Count on it.
You can be freed only if someone from your team sneaks into the enemy camp and tags you, okay?
You got it.
Good. Right. Now, two more things and we'll get started.
Okay.
First, you have to stay within the boundaries.
All right.
Go outside the marked boundaries, you're out of the game.
Whoa. All
and
right.
No climbing trees. The insurance people don't like that.
Gotcha.
Too bad for them.
What was that, Skink?
No, nothing, Grandpa Noli.
Remember, everyone, we're here to have fun, not hurt each other.
Yeah.
We'll all meet here after the game, okay?
Okay,
everybody come and pick a colored armband from the bag. That'll determine which team you're on. When you hear the air horn, the game begins.
Come on, let's go.
The kids picked their armbands, and Liz and Spike ended up on the blue team together.
Oh, we are gonna rule!
Oh, yeah!
And Skink was on the red team.
I am so gonna win this game.
Both teams retreated to opposite ends of the field. And the game began. Liz and Spike sneaked through the woods at a quick pace, trying to be as quiet as possible. Soon, they were near enemy territory.
Spike, did we cross the halfway line yet?
No, it's right here, see?
Oh, yeah.
Here, you go first.
Me? Why me? Why don't you go first?
What, are you afraid?
No, I just don't want to go first.
Oh, fine, I'll go first.
Okay.
We are now in enemy territory.
Okay, now how far do you think it is to their flag?
50 yards or so.
Okay. Get down, somebody's coming. Oh, I hope it's Skink we can capture him.
Nah, it's not Skink, it's only Melvin.
I wonder where Skink is.
Come on, let's go get that flag.
Well, Melvin came from that way, so their flag must be over there.
All right,
okay, come
let's
on.
Go.
Oh, Spike, I think I see it.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, nobody's guarding it.
Oh, this is too perfect. Come on, be quiet.
All right. Oh, we're almost there.
Hold it.
What?
I just want to make sure nobody's watching us.
Well, I don't see anybody.
Me either. You go around the right side. I'll go left.
Gotcha.
I got a better idea.
Oh, Skink!
You guys are my prisoners.
I knew this was too easy.
Gotcha.
Skink led his prisoners to the red team's holding area and then returned to the game.
Oh, man, Spike. Mike, how did Skink sneak up on us like that? I never even heard him.
Me neither.
Man, we have got to figure out his secret. He will not sneak up on us like that again.
While Liz and Spike tried to figure out Skink's secret, Granny Gecko asked Lucille to do her a favor.
You want me to make your five-layer cake? I thought the recipe was a super secret.
Oh, I think I can trust you, honey.
Oh, I'd love to do it. When?
Friday is the last day of camp. How about making it for the end of camp party?
Good. That gives me a couple of days.
Well, now, I have to warn you. You must follow the directions very closely, or the cake won't turn out.
Oh, don't worry, Granny. I will.
When camp was finished that day, Grandpa Anoli and Granny Gecko headed for home in Grandpa's old truck.
I think the summer camp is going very well.
Yep, and I'm getting to know kids I never met before. Uh-oh.
Did you do something wrong, Grandpa?
I don't know. Hi, Officer Dudley.
Grandpa Anoli.
Something I can do for you?
I need to see your driver's license.
Oh, sure. There you go.
You know you ran a red light back there at that intersection.
I did?
Yes, sir. The sign clearly says, no turn on red.
Yeah,
you should have waited for that green light before turning.
I'm sorry, officer. I didn't see the sign.
I'm sorry too, Grandpa. But you're still going to have to pay the fine.
Fine?
For running the red light. It's all in the back of that ticket.
Ticket?
And there's more.
More?
You're going to traffic school, Grandpa.
Build up your faith each week with the Kids Corner Devotions, now available at kidscorner.net.
Welcome to Kids Corner Devotions.
Read or listen each week and share the devotions as a family with a Bible message, readings, and prayer.
Wherever you go, I will watch over you.
Included each week is a Casey's Day comic, illustrating the theme of the week through the eyes of three Christian kids. You can download the audio and listen along with hosts Dexter.
I'm Dexter.
And Marilisa.
I'm Marilisa.
Learn more about the Bible, memorize a new verse, and pray for the week ahead.
Will you pray with me?
Hey, Mom and Dad, there's a parent blog for you too, so you can build on what your kids are learning each week.
Use my gifts. Go with my blessing.
So check out the Kids Corner Weekly Devotional, now available at kidscorner.net.
The next day, the kids gathered at the clubhouse for another game of Capture the Flag.
Oh, man. We still haven't figured out how Skink snuck up on us.
Yeah, well, we'll figure it out today.
Yeah.
If we just keep an eye on him, we'll learn his secret.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone, come and pick your armbands to see what team you're on.
What do you mean? We're not playing the same teams as yesterday?
Yeah.
Not everyone was here yesterday.
But Grandpa, can't we just...
I know you want to beat the team that beat you yesterday, but that's not fair for everyone else.
Hey, let's just try to pick the same colors, Liz.
All right.
Red again. Oh, pick blue, Lizarardo. I like beating you.
Your turn, Spike.
All right. Yes, I'm blue.
All right, Liz, you're next.
Okay. Not that one. This one feels red.
Oh, come on, Lizarardo. Summer won't last forever.
Give me a break, Skink, all right? Okay, this one. Oh, no.
You're red.
How are we going to figure out Skink's secret now?
Hey, wait a minute. This might make it easier.
What?
If you're on his team, you can keep an eye on him.
Oh.
Okay, Liz. Get with your team.
All right.
Unless you're too scared to play with me, Lizarardo.
Oh, man.
While the gang at the summer camp was beginning their new game of Capture the Flag, Lucia was getting ready to make Granny Gecko's super secret five-layer cake.
Eggs, flour, cream, grasshoppers. Check, check. Okay. Oh, come on in.
Hey, Lucille.
Hi, Lacey.
What you doing?
Well, Granny Gecko asked me to make her a five-layer cake for the last day of summer camp.
Is it any good?
Whoa, absolutely awesome. Mm-hmm. 2 layers of chocolate cake, 1 layer of vanilla, 1 layer of grasshoppers, and 1 layer of nutty mix.
Oh, that sounds pretty tasty.
Yeah, I have to go to the store and pick up more ingredients. You want to come?
Absolutely. I'm so tired of just sitting around my house.
Oh, good. You can help me carry some of this stuff home.
Oh, I knew there was a catch.
At the grocery store, Lucille and Lacey got a cart and started looking for what Lucille needed.
First, I need a bag of Nutty Mix.
Here.
No, those are walnuts. We need Nutty Mix.
What's the diff?
Well, Nutty Mix is a whole bunch of different nuts mixed together. This is just walnuts. And the recipe specifically says Nutty Mix.
Oh, you're one of those.
One of what?
One of those people who follow the recipe to the letter, never takes a chance with anything.
Well, if it's the first time I've ever made something, yes. After I make it a few times, I might start experimenting.
But that's so boring.
Boring? No, it's not. Besides, this five-layer cake is delicious, just the way it is. Why would I want to change it?
Because you might make it better.
Better? Oh, I think if it could be made any better, Granny Gecko would have done that already.
Okay. What else do we need?
Sugar. Oh, here's a bag.
5 pounds? You need that much?
Well, not all of it.
Let me show you something.
What?
You should use this instead.
Honey? I can't use honey instead of sugar.
Why not?
Well, because the recipe calls for sugar.
Come on, Lucille. Live a little. Besides, the honey is a lot lighter to carry than a bag of sugar.
I need to follow Granny's recipe.
Trust me. Use honey. It's better for you.
But
it'll be fine. My grandma used honey all the time instead of sugar.
Really?
Would I lie to you? It always made things taste better, too.
Well, honey is better for you than sugar.
And lighter to carry. Don't forget that.
Okay, I'm sure it'll be fine.
And nobody will be able to tell the difference.
While Lacey and Lucille were shopping, Team Red and Team Blue were facing off in Capture the Flag. Liz was determined to figure out Skink's winning secret.
Come on, Skink. Spill. Tell me how you sneaked up on us.
Why should I?
Because we're on the same team now. Besides, today's the last day. It's not like I'm going to use it against you tomorrow or anything.
I don't know.
Oh, come on. You're not afraid of me, are you?
Don't make me laugh, Liz Arardo.
Well, then spill. Come on.
Fine. I haven't been sneaking up on you.
What?
I've actually been sneaking down on you.
What are you talking about, Skink?
I've been watching you from up in the trees.
What?
Once I get high enough, you can't even see me through the leaves.
But that's against the rules. Grandpa Noli says no climbing trees.
Yeah, well, he can't stop me if he don't see me.
So that's how you kept getting the drop on us.
So to speak. Works great, too. Nobody thinks to look up.
Well, yeah. That's because it's cheating.
Well, I knew you were a mamby-pamby.
Hey!
Do whatever you want, but I hear someone coming, and I'm heading for the trees.
Wait a minute.
Speaking of which...
Wait, Skink! I don't want to get caught. I'm coming, too.
Hurry up, Liz Arardo. Ain't you never climbed a tree before?
I can't get a good grip, Skink.
Get above the leaves.
I can't.
Oh, come here. Oh.
My shirt!
Quiet, quiet.
It's Spike.
Good. We can catch him.
Oh. I'm slipping.
No,
Skink,
hold on.
I'm slipping.
Hold on.
What are you doing, Liz?
Oh, capturing you, Spike.
Oh,
wait a minute. You didn't capture me. You two cheated. I saw you drop out of the tree, Skink. Is that how you caught us before?
Who cares? We caught you today.
Guys.
Well, forget it. I'm telling Grandpa no.
Guys!
What?
I think there's something wrong with my arm.
Ooh.
Ow.
While Spike and Skink helped the hurt Liz back to Grandpa Anoli's command center, Lucille finally made Granny Gecko's super secret 5-layer cake.
Combine the eggs, vegetable oil, cake mix, and sugar, and beat them until they're on your lumps. All right?
She followed the recipe exactly, except she used honey instead of using sugar.
Nobody will ever be able to tell.
When the batter was mixed completely, she poured the layers into a deep pan, one on top of the other.
Now, Nutty Mix. And the vanilla batter. Some grasshopper pieces. Another layer of chocolate. Place the pan, preheat the oven. Okay, we're done. That was easy enough. Allow cake to cool completely before taking it out of the pan. Okay, I'll just leave it in the pan until the party. That way I won't be tempted to eat any.
Spike, Liz, and Skink found Grandpa Anoli at the command post.
Grandpa Anoli!
What?
Liz is hurt.
What happened, Liz?
Yeah, Tell him, Liz.
I fell and hurt my arm.
Fell?
Yeah. Out of a tree. These guys have been cheating.
Hey,
wait a minute.
Cheating is a strong word, Spike.
Well, what do you call it when you climb up in the trees and drop down on other players, or in your case, fall down?
Now, wait a minute. You and Liz breaking the rules, King? Uh-huh.
Hey, I don't know what these guys are talking
about. Well, I guess you also don't know anything about those leaves in your hair.
Huh? Oh, no. Those must have, like, fallen.
Oh, yeah.
Leaves don't fall until autumn, Skink. Hey. Unlike Liz.
Ho, very funny.
All right, now let me get this straight. Liz and Skink were hiding up in the trees even after I said several times that you can't climb up in the trees.
Well... yeah, that's about it.
All right, then you two are ejected from the game.
What? That stinks.
You broke the rules. You can't play if you don't follow the rules.
Way to go, Liz Arardo.
What?
This whole camp thing is for doofuses anyway. I'm out of here.
Nice squealing, Spike.
Yeah, nice cheating, Liz.
Now, there's no need for name calling. Spike, go cool down somewhere.
But, Grandpa...
Go on now.
Yeah, go already.
And that's enough out of you too, Liz. Let's get you to a doctor.
Yes, sir. Ow!
After all the games were finished and Liz and Grandpa got back from the doctor, the kids met with Granny Gecko and Grandpa Anoli at the clubhouse.
Yeah, it's broken. I've got to wear a cast for the whole rest of the summer.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad you're back in time for our party. And listen up, everyone. First of all, Grandpa and I would like to let you know how much fun it was getting to spend some time with you.
Aw, thanks, Grandma.
We're hoping you all learned a bit about competition and fair play.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a surprise for you.
Oh, surprise?
Lucille, bring it on out.
Oh, okay.
I had Lucille make my super secret recipe 5-layer cake.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
We just have to slide it out of the pan.
I'll show you how to do that.
Now, if you never had Granny Gecko's 5-layer cake, you are in for a surprise.
Oh.
Okay, Lucille. You place this plate over the pan like this, and then you turn it over as quickly as you can.
Oh, well done.
Good job, Lucille.
Then we'll slide the pan off as quickly as we can.
Now, this is the neat part.
Yeah!
Is everybody ready?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Here we go!
It's not supposed to do that, is it?
Yeah, is it? Nasty. Ran all over the floor.
I guess we'll be passing on the 5-layer cake today.
What happened, Lucille?
I don't know. I followed the recipe.
Are you sure?
This smells like honey.
Oh, yeah. I used some honey instead of the sugar.
Ah. Lucille, you have to follow the recipe exactly to make the cake work.
Yeah, Lucille.
I don't think you should be hopping on anyone about not following a recipe, Liz.
What? Why not?
Because a recipe is like rules, Liz. When you stop following them, you have problems.
But you know all about that now, don't you?
Hey, it was just a little rule. I didn't think it would make that much of a difference.
Yeah, says the guy with his arm in a sling.
Okay, point made. Ow.
Now, I know it isn't always easy to follow the rules,
but
what you need to remember is that they're not created to make us miserable. They're created to keep us safe and to make things happen like they should.
Wow.
Whether it's baking a cake or staying out of the trees.
Yeah.
Or not running a red light.
Wait a minute, who did that?
Guilty as charged.
Huh? Grandpa, you broke a rule?
I did, and I have to pay the price. What? I start traffic school on Monday.
Wow.
But if I'd followed the rules posted on the sign, I wouldn't have had to worry about it.
And if I had followed the rules of the recipe, we'd all be eating 5-layer cake right now, instead of watching ants crawl all over it.
Yeah.
And if I had followed the rules of capture the flag, my arm would still be okay, and Spike wouldn't be so mad at me right now.
Probably not.
Oh, hi, Spike. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, buddy, I'm sorry. I never should have listened to Skink and climbed up in that tree. And I never should have called you a squealer.
That's okay.
I'll tell you all what. If we can get this all cleaned up, I'll treat everyone at Big Daddy-O's.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
And I'll even drive, Grandpa.
You're so kind. Well, what are we waiting for, everyone?
Yeah.
Let's leave this place cleaner than we found it.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Woohoo!
Sometimes it feels like rules just fence us in, keeping us from being creative or from doing the things we want to do, or even from winning a game. But Liz and Lucille learned that rules are meant to keep us safe and to help us succeed. God loves us so much that He places people in our lives, like our parents or teachers or even police officers, to give us rules for our safety and to help us live by them. Every detail of your life is important to God because He cares for you.
What if God said whatever every time I stop to pray? What if God thought, what's it matter when I asked Him to guide my way? If He treated me like I treat Him when I live like He isn't there? If God never thought about me, what if God didn't care? Who cares? God cares. That's all I need to know. He didn't put me on this earth to handle things alone. And to Him, every detail matters and every pain He shares. I look at life a little differently because I know who cares. So how can I say whatever to a friend who needs a hand? How can I think, oh, what's it matter if you need me to take a stand? If I treated you like God treats me, how much better this world would be. I swear I will care about you just like God cares for me. Who cares? God cares. That's all I need to know. He didn't put me on this earth to handle things alone. And to Him, every detail matters and every pain He shares. I look at life a little differently because I know.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Darby Kern. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.